Hey guys, welcome back to your favorite podcast series, Misha's Messages, with your host, Michelle Johnson. Today I'm going to be talking about the importance of girls doing sports, like track and field, why girls might be dropping out of these sports, and proposing some solutions to encourage more girls to sign up. Before I begin, I want to briefly talk about why this is important to me. Track and field always played a major role in my life, whether it was going to watch my older sisters compete or to me competing myself. Over the years, our team size has gotten smaller, and I thought it was time we found out why. Now you may be thinking to yourself, I know why doing a sport is important. It keeps me healthy. Yes, keeping you healthy is a great thing, but there's more to sports than just physical health. In a 2017 article done by Gatorade, CEO and designer Tory Burch tells, I learned some of the best life lessons on the tennis court. Perseverance, how to win and lose graciously, determination, and strength of teamwork. We all have to keep playing and embrace our ambitions. In that same Gatorade article, actress Allison Williams shares that not only did she learn about teamwork and leadership, she also learned respect for her body and what it can do. Sports help girls become comfortable in their skin and learn helpful life skills while keeping us active and allowing us to have fun. In an interview with Emmett O'Brien, Lexington High School's head coach for the girls' track and field team, he explained that the seniors on the team work to make sure girls feel comfortable, safe, and enjoy their experiences on the team. Teamwork and team bonding are important for every team, but sometimes one's competitiveness can get in the way of that. To explore this idea further, I sent out a survey to my teammates asking questions like, why do you continue to do track? Have you ever thought about quitting? And what reasons they may have for quitting? When asked if they considered quitting because of other girls being too competitive, 1/4 of the girls surveyed said yes. Sophomore Allison Irwin explains that.
I feel as though team environment changes rapidly and can be a little toxic, and it's hard to enjoy the sport when your own teammates don't like each other.
Senior Julia Hovas feels the same way, claiming that.
When I was an underclassman, some of the seniors and juniors wouldn't talk to the freshmen. Whenever we would go on runs, I would generally hang around with people in my grade because I thought that the upperclassmen were going to be mean to me. I think this happens every year with each incoming group of kids, except every year the freshmen have become more and more aggressive and defensive in order to combat their fears.
Being on a team where your teammates aren't supportive or friendly is hard. It affects your performance and your attitude towards the team and the sport. Competing in a negative environment does damage to one's self-confidence. When you have your teammates there cheering you on and boosting you up, you're more likely to do better and enjoy the sport compared to when your teammates are not being supportive. It is also important to be supporting yourself. Coach O'Brien stated that,
I like to emphasize with the girls on our team about personal best, not about you beating the next person in the other lane. I strive about personal best, and maybe that's why we continue to have pretty good numbers, because I tell them, even if you get last in your heat, but you did a PR by even a tenth of a second, that's a personal best. You should be very happy with that.
He and his fellow coaches work together to make sure that girls feel like they are being supported on the team that they are a part of, which creates a positive practice environment. Along with negative atmospheres for teams, society and puberty add to these pressures. Society shows us that females shouldn't be doing sports. That's a thing for men. In a 2016 ad done by Always, young girls spoke about the impacts of society and female sports.
I was told that I couldn't be as aggressive as boys when I went down the court.
Sometimes people say, you play soccer, in that kind of tone.
My parents do tell me, act more like a lady, Georgia.
I get a lot of people that are really surprised at me that I'm a weightlifter.
Most people like watching the boy rugby instead of the girl rugby. It just makes you feel a little sad.
As we go, society wants us to be more feminine, especially after puberty. Puberty not only changes our bodies, it changes our confidence in ourselves. Coach O'Brien sees girls going through puberty as a huge factor for why girls might be quitting track and field. They're going through these changes in their bodies and do not understand how to deal with them. Instead of learning more and talking to someone, girls will ultimately quit doing the sport they love, which is not the right way to go. In a 2017 Sisters for Sweat Gatorade ad, Serena Williams says to her infant daughter,
keep playing, no matter what. Just like it taught me, sports will teach you to be strong.
Lions on three. 1, 2, 3, Lions!
You'll discover the power and grace of your body. You'll learn to move, and you'll learn the way to move others. Sports will teach you the strength of your allies, whether your bond is by blood or by ball. Whether she shares the color of your skin or the color of your jersey, you'll find your sisters in sweat.
Being undereducated about puberty shouldn't be an issue for girls. They have their moms to go to, their aunts, sisters, cousins, friends, coaches, health teachers, trusted teachers they have. They have so many different resources to help them get through puberty and keep doing sports. You shouldn't just quit because you're going through little changes in your body that you don't know how to take care of. Everyone's gone through the same thing. Don't be shy. Just go and ask someone. It's better to keep doing your sport than just to quit because you don't really know what to do anymore. You'd be so much happier knowing how to get through it and doing the sport than not doing the sport. That is my opinion. My solution to the issue of girls quitting sports is to educate them more on how important sports are. Sports give so many opportunities for you, even if you didn't want to have a career in a sport. You make so many new friends and connections. You learn so many different things about yourself and the way you work. You also have a little fun and can be competitive. You get a great workout in. You get to meet new people, new experiences. There's just so much. It baffles me of how many girls decide to quit instead of carrying on. Even if they don't like the sport, they could find a new sport to love. There are so many sports out there that it's crazy. It's hard to find one that you aren't gonna like. If we taught girls more about the positive effects that sports have on their body and on their mind, it would be helpful and it would get girls to think twice before they quit. I feel like girls are undereducated about how important sports are. Yes, we're constantly learning about them in health class, but I don't think that's enough. I think we need to show them that you can do it. Society doesn't say anything. Society does say stuff, but society isn't the deciding factor. You are. You decide whether you do the sport or not. No one else. No one's going to push you not to do it. Hopefully there'll be people that push you to do the sport because it's better than not doing one. Don't continue doing your sport if it's going to make you miserable, but please think twice about quitting indefinitely. Find another sport. Do a club sport. It doesn't have to be, you know, high school sport. There are club sports. There are intramural sports. There are sports everywhere. Get active. Go out. Do something. Girls are powerful. And with less girls in sports, that's just showing that we're giving into society when we shouldn't be. We're stronger than that. We are so much stronger than the limits that society puts on us. So please, don't give in. Keep with your sports. You're so much better that way. And it looks like that's all the time we have for today. Thank you again. This is Michelle Johnston signing off. See ya!